This week on Clown College.
So here we on ice. We have our sample. And it's so funny because she came to a rehearsal at Shenanigans, and we did the pass off at that point. Look, I even brought you little shot glasses.
This is crazy. This is like somebody's kidney.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a certification to even get
She has like the organ donor transplant bag.
That's right, man. Now this is look, it's the born on date. It was bottled on 10-1. So, and as soon as she did it, she froze it and handed it to me frozen. So it's been in the freezer at Shenanigans until today.
Why am I terrified? Why am I so scared?
But we have 2 ounces of
I'm about to cry. This
mother's
is crazy.
Milk.
I was at a restaurant with somebody right before I got here, and they were like, dude, you just do the weirdest shit. And I was like, nah, not really. And immediately it's like, we're drinking milk.
So who is sampling?
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on the ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Tom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Tom, and JJ.
You use them all like hands?
Sure. Can you pick up a
You got monkey toes?
Yeah. If you can't do that, you have diabetes. Like, you don't have blood flow to your feet. That's a very normal thing.
You can't feel your toes if you can't do that.
That's a very normal.
Can you spread your pinky toe out?
You should take off your foot.
Take off your foot?
I'm in my bag. You should take off your sock.
Brandon's trying to
take
freak
off your
out.
Whole foot.
He's trying to pick up that grimace thing. I want to see that.
I think I
could do that.
If I was barefoot, I could get the hand.
Yeah.
Huh. The hand.
Well,
maybe.
What if you ball up in a fist and do something like that?
My foot?
Yeah, man. Dude, make it like flip.
Like anger, like, go back to your...
Like Trump when he got shot.
Oh, you mean curl the whole foot?
Halfway or something. Like, more
like a
than
crescent moon.
Something nice.
I don't know who could do that.
Something nice.
Is that what you're into?
Can't have nothing nice.
Foot's cool. not like y'all see.
Hey. What? What you know about my feet?
I don't know anything. Yeah, you're right. My bad. All right. I don't know your
feet. So you don't know if you like our feet.
I probably wouldn't know.
But you don't know.
I don't know. I guess I do. I haven't seen. I mean, your foot out right now.
Brandon,
you wouldn't
say
like my feet,
but
they're
my
functional.
Feet smell.
Yeah,
that's in front of a live audience.
I agree.
What did he say?
He said he liked the way my foot.
And
smelled.
I do. Yeah.
And he came up to me after. And he came up to me after. He's like, how do you do that?
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
What did it smell like?
Smell like Febreze, man. Like, it smelled good.
Damn.
You know me,
fresh.
Bro. Pheromones on point.
Bro. Why didn't you pick mine to smell?
Who does your laundry?
I don't know, man. Wait, didn't it? It was the wheel. It picked JJ, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, you're not going to smell this guy.
No, but you got to pick.
You're not going to smell the feet of somebody.
No, we spun the wheel, and the wheel decided.
Yeah.
And if you pick Dom, you're just a sadist.
Yeah.
This dude has a toe knife.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Nobody has that.
Dude, when you pop that, and that little pus and blood comes out the side.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it
smells.
Like
ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah, exactly. And what they call a fancy sauce. That's what comes out of my side of my foot.
Isn't that Russian dressing?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise and ketchup is Russian dressing.
Yeah,
it's good too.
Ketchup.
That's what Heinz does. They just call ketchup and ranch like Cranch.
Yeah.
Put it in a bottle.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, I never want to be in this country again. Be that too far.
So Brandon, we got somebody here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Who we got?
Man, we got this person is amazing. Runs the Shenanigans Comedy Theater. You know, does it all. Been this comedy scene for a minute, killing it. Even did the Stardome too. I saw that. It was good. Give it up for the one, the only, the powerful Kimberly Wilson.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He was extending it out because he could not remember your name.
That's not true. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. I appreciate
it's a very
it.
Kind introduction.
Thank you.
How you doing, Kip?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hell yeah, great. Always good when you're here.
So you've only been good 2 times. This is the second time you've ever been good. All right. Well, I'm glad I could bring it back.
I'm not eating anything. No, I'm not fucking eating anything.
When whatever you were like, you have something for us, and then come on, JD was like, I'm not eating anything.
Yeah.
He's like, I refuse.
As you know, my line in the sand, gargoyling, not eating weird shit, dude. That's where I'm at.
That's where he's at.
Well, I mean, it took him a few passes and fails to get to that point, but I can respect it.
I tried. And then I almost lost my life. I don't want to be too overdramatic, but I do think I should be able to park in the Purple Heart spot at 6:00. I do think that.
Just because you puked a little bit, now you need a Purple Heart. Bless.
Emotional damage.
Not to mention the damage at Shenanigans' bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that trash can. Throw that out. That is a combination of Four Loco, milk, pig's foot, hot sauce.
You threw up in the trash can?
Oh, he threw up wherever he could.
Threw up everywhere.
Once he got to that bathroom.
Dude, yeah, it was bad.
You better sponsor that trash can.
Yeah, you got
it. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. The 3 Mile Island trash can.
The explosive JJ is what we'll call it.
Dude, I was explosive in there too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And Brandon also used the trash can.
Man, when I did that last show, it was a dirty spelling bee. I came out there and looked at Patrick. I was like, dude, I never hurt. Like, this is the worst pain. Like, it was still on fire, and I didn't eat nothing hot.
I was about to say.
I didn't eat nothing hot.
That wasn't even a show where you were forced to consume
exactly.
anything.
I don't know what happened.
Just having to spell makes him upset.
Yeah, maybe.
I learned what cunnilingus was. It was terrible.
I didn't eat nothing hot. It was weird.
Well, at what point did you go in there?
Well, I was trying to hold off, but then it was like probably like 15, 10 minutes before it started. I was like, bro, I got
before it started.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta do this. And then I just went in there and looked at Patrick. I was like, bro.
Y'all were in the bathroom together?
That's what I say. Like, no, when I walked out the bathroom, I just told him everything because it was so bad.
I just got to tell you, said.
I was like, I don't know what I ate.
You said, I went in there and I looked at Patrick and I said. But anyway, okay. Yeah. I understand. In English, we call those misplaced modifiers. It's all right.
And he told me he was going in there, so I was like, all right.
Oh, man.
He went in right after you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm finna do the same thing. So, oh my
God. You guys have done that twice now. What? Well, at least more at the, not Pleasure, but the other one.
Enchantasies.
Oh, yeah.
They dropped Deuce and Enchantasies.
Which is
a sex shop.
Huh?
Right.
With one small bathroom that they have a key to.
Oh, I changed my mind at the last second. He went in there.
But you went in after him, and you said it smelled.
I went to smell it.
Yeah.
I went in there because everybody was saying it's bad.
Yes, he said that.
I went in there to smell it?
Yes.
Let me explain.
You purposely went in there?
There's a reason, though, because everybody was like, please. Damn, I wonder how bad it is. I was like, dude, I'll go tell you right now.
Brandon, darling, look.
Yeah. It was bad.
Here's the thing. You know, if that's just like if somebody goes, God, this is awful, taste it. Why are you going to taste it?
I wouldn't.
It's the same concept.
Because sniff, you can't get her sniffing that shit.
No. If somebody goes, that's disgusting, smell this. I'm not smelling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay. We're just wired differently, Brandon. It's fine.
Could have been fentanyl for all I know.
Fentanyl coming out of Pat's ass.
He shat fentanyl.
Never know.
It's in the air. So are you and Pat, like, you know, bathroom buddies now? Like,
we could be. I mean, if he's willing to. Man,
if
right.
he's willing to. We can make a pack. JJ.
Does he hold up your pants and keep them from hitting the floor?
No.
He holds his hair back while he shits.
Maybe he's standing at the door or something. I don't know.
Dude, you,
I don't know.
Call y'all why? Bathroom bros.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You and Pat have like a pirate parrot relationship where you just sit on his shoulders while he's taking a shit. Oh, and you reach down and wipe for him.
You knew.
Oh, no. Oh, now it's weird, Brandon. Not the fact that
you
if he's down, like, I'm not. I'll too, never wipe another man's ass. I draw the line at smelling his shit at the sex shop.
I will not go further.
I respect it. I like somebody with principles and boundaries.
Thank you.
They don't have to.
You're the funniest
person. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't breathe correctly.
All right.
Kim, you said you had a surprise for
us. You want to get into it now? Already?
Should we wait?
That's up to y'all.
The anticipation is killing
me. Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm excited.
All right, so here's the thing. You know I'm an avid fan. I listen to every podcast, whether JJ likes it or not. and not too long ago, I want to say it was 2 or 3 episodes ago, you guys were talking about some comic consuming breast milk so that he could have sex with this girl.
Should we buy a bottle of breast milk for the podcast?
Too much can go wrong there. Oh my God.
And guess what? I know a lactating mother.
I know I said I wasn't eating anything. But now I'm in.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So here's what we're gonna do. In this envelope is a picture of this person. Okay.
Oh.
Because I figured you'd at least want to know where it came from, absolutely. Right? Now, this is not to be shown on air out of respect for the person, but I figured you guys should at least be, made aware
if
of,
it's fucking
of
Jake.
This sort. If it is, then he's a millionaire. If Jake is the lactating mother. Now, this is a member, and she said I could reveal this much to the general public. It's a member of the Huntsville comedy community at large.
Gotcha.
Okay. And the best thing was her response, because she came into Shenanigans and I was like, hey, I got a real weird request.
That's and a wild
she,
kill.
And she said, what is it? And so I said, you know the Clown College guys, right? And went on to explain it. And her response was, oh, hell yeah. I'll give you that. So this is where it came from. Just don't.
Yeah,
I was about to say, just cover that up.
I don't know how to show.
So turn it the other way so the camera.
Alex, I'll let you handle. I'll mess it up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So here we on ice. We have our sample, and it's so funny because she came to a rehearsal at Shenanigans, and we did the pass off at that point. Look, I even brought you little shot glasses.
Oh my God.
This is
crazy. This is like somebody's kidney.
You might get a certification to even
like the organ donor transplant bag.
That's right,
shit.
Man. Now this is it's the born on date. It was bottled on 10/1. So and as soon as she did it, she froze it and handed it to me frozen. So it's been in the freezer at Shenanigans until today.
Why am I terrified? I thought, why am I so scared?
But we have 2 ounces of
I'm about to cry. This
mother's
is
milk.
I was at a restaurant with somebody right before I got here, and they were like, dude, you just do the weirdest shit. And I was like, nah, not really. And immediately it's like, we're drinking milk.
So who is sampling?
We got the
three majors are the two.
You too?
Y'all
sampling? They're
like,
I'll do it.
All right. Alex
is down too.
All right. Are we going to do cheers?
Jack and Alex are down. I want everybody to.
Everybody in the room.
Oh, dude. I'm so scared.
I'm excited.
I'm terrified. I don't know what that says about you. But
joints have been hurting recently.
Yeah, right? This could be the magic elixer.
Man, I really hope I don't throw up again.
What if we develop?
Oh my gosh!
This might unlock a new kink. Is the only thing I'm afraid of. Yeah.
What if we develop?
Look, JJ really is nervous.
I'm scared. I don't know why I'm so scared, dude. This is crazy.
All right,
this is crazy.
Pass them out.
I think this.
Oh, it's so much information to process.
Now, you tell me what other fan would come through for you like this.
Okay, I really don't like that it doesn't smell like anything.
I want a chaser.
A chaser?
It smells like a baby's head.
Which would make sense, right? That would make sense.
Damn, it actually does.
Doesn't it?
It does smell like
you guys never had brothers.
You all are fucking... Huh? I was ruining my day.
Wow. Alex, can you get on the camera over there, like stick it up next to Brad?
Come over here and get a whiff with me, man.
Come on, man.
Gotta take some whiffs right here. With B Smooth over there.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm scared, dude.
We all got tears too, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Now don't just shoot it. You want to know what it tastes like, no. Right?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I got you.
Then we gotta switch it around in our mouth.
No, dude.
But the whole point when you guys were having the conversation was wondering what it tastes like.
Yeah,
so if you're just gonna shoot it, you're not gonna even taste it.
I'll taste it, bro, but I'm gonna have that thing ready, dude. Oh my gosh, why am I so scared? Like, are we all going at the same time?
Yeah.
Or are we going one by one?
What do you think?
Oh, the slower.
Yeah.
Excruciating, but maybe.
Okay, so you go first.
What?
Okay. Yeah. No, we should shoot it. Probably.
Yeah,
okay, let's
all
see. All at once. So what a cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers.
Zimizaki, hoy, hoy, hoy.
Yeah.
Breast milk.
I'm glad it's cold. Thank God.
Not bad at all. Actually, that's pretty good.
It tastes like nothing.
I put this in my cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It tastes. I think it tastes better in cereal than regular milk.
Probably.
That's okay.
I'm about to cry. I don't
know. Are you serious?
This was a powerful experience.
What do you think?
It's fine.
What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, it's more the idea. That was the only thing, the idea.
I'm about to take another drink.
The taste is.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm not.
It tastes like kind of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
That's a compliment.
Yeah,
it didn't taste like anything to me. Real. Just tasted cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the front, there's nothing, and there's a little bit of sweetness.
A little sweetness, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the part where Kim tells us it's donkey semen. And we all look weird.
No.
It was legit. Now, I mean, if you want some donkey semen, I probably know a guy.
Eric definitely knows a guy.
Eric. I saw Eric Friday night at the karaoke spot in 805.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Hell yeah.
He goes there pretty freaking. Okay,
yeah.
Pretty.
Eric said, you out here chasing pussy.
That's a decent impression.
Dude, my favorite thing was when Eric said to Alex, he said, there's a bobcat on your van out there. And Alex went out there to check, and he came back, and he's like, man, I didn't see it. He's like, must have ran away.
And then he came up to me, and he was like, I told Alex there was a bobcat on his van.
You know,
go,
we had him in the city.
Go check out Eric Encounters.
Yeah.
On Studio. Oh, I got one more. Hell yeah.
Not a person
a studio jester.
That's right.
YouTube.
Right.
And they have Are We Canceled Yet, which we all have been on.
Am I Canceled Yet?
Yeah. Am I Canceled Yet? That we all have been on. And yeah, Brandon, I saw yours.
Yeah. Oh, so you got to see me.
Huh? No.
I saw. Oh.
You're dead to me.
What? Come on.
You're dead to me. How dare you? You know, did you watch Brandon's?
Brandon's Are You Canceled Yet? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. They asked a question, JJ, and they said, it was truth or dare. Uh-huh. He didn't even have to answer this question. But he said, who's funnier, JJ or Dom? And it would have been all right if he'd have been like, you know, they're both funny, but I think JJ's a little bit funnier.
He did start off that way.
Don't you let me tell this story. I'm hurt.
To watch episode.
It was so hard.
He said, I don't want to answer. She was like, you don't have to. He was like, yeah, but JJ's just always right. He's funnier. And he was like, he writes good. He was like, Dom writes good, but you know what? JJ's just funnier.
This proves that Brandon is a Trump supporter. To be fair, the only reason he said that is because he knows, like, I would send his information to some groups out there.
Yeah, man.
So,
like a serial killer.
Did any of you guys watch the Sierra Moses episode?
I think I'm 30 minutes into it right now.
Okay.
Well, what's up?
There is her truth or dare question was, who is the hottest comic in Alabama?
Oh. Was it one of us?
She said that we
had to be was that the last in the end?
It
had to be.
Yeah, truth or dare is. Truth or dare.
Think she said her boyfriend looks most like JJ.
He's Filipino. He should look like
Jack. Oh, Jack, are you the hottest comic down
there?
That's what
I should make you guys watch it, but she answered JJ.
I knew it. Told you.
Oh, shit.
You say, you know me, man.
Yeah.
girls are into me because they think I like boys. So they're like, yeah, he'll never pursue that.
She did go on to say, though, that Maddie's even hotter than you are. So much respect to you, girl.
Fair. I don't think her brother would agree with that statement.
But I hope not. I mean, we're in Alabama, but damn. There's that.
Brandon, what'd you do this weekend?
Man, I went to Gatlinburg for the first time.
Damn, dude.
What'd you get up to? Family, huh?
What'd you get up to out there, man?
I went to Ripley's, believe it or not.
Ooh.
I went to a crime museum where it looked like I got arrested. Even took a mugshot for my first time.
Yeah.
Then I went on a Ferris wheel. I was scared of that.
That is a scary one.
Yeah,
that
but I like the first step to. Yep. That skydiving stuff, I don't know. Not guaranteed. I went to Bubba Gump's, ate some Bubba Gump shrimp.
Okay.
They have one in Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate that restaurant.
Really?
Really? And then, like, they kept seeing bears, so they're like, we want you to see a bear. Or my girl's like, you know what? What? You should see a bear. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. And then she just drove, so she went past Gatlinburg, kept going in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I started breathing hard because I've never been in the woods. Uh-huh. It's getting dark.
So I'm just like, this sounds like the start of a bad horror movie.
Yeah. She's like, you all right? You want to turn around? I'm like, nah, man. Just keep driving. You got to do this. You got to do this. Now I look at the thing. It said 50 minutes. I'm like, bro, the cabin's only like 10 minutes away. Why are you going 50? It's about to be dark. It's like 7 o'clock. About to be near 8 o'clock. And I'm just nervous. And then she's going to keep going. And it's getting darker. And then like there's two cars and a bear popped up. And me, I was texting my mom at the time. I was like, yo, check my location if shit go down because I can't handle it. And I'm scared. And then she's like, I could just turn around. I'm like, no, just keep going. You want to keep going? Keep going. It's okay. And then my mom's like, man, see, I told you, you grown and old and shit, and you want to do all this white shit, go for it. So then we keep going, and it's getting darker. And then she keeps on, man, dude, it was so bad. The trees even started making it dark. And we went like, it was like 40. It was almost, we were at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah.
And then she starts being like, wait, I'm supposed to turn. Oh, I can't. I got to turn around now. So then we got to go another 40 minutes. And then the signal turned off, man.
Oh.
I'm just breathing even more. I'm like.
Were you sweating?
Yes.
I was like, sweating right now.
I was like, man, I knew we shouldn't have done this shit. This is, man, now we're going to see a bear for real. What you going to do if it's in the middle? Like, I was so. Man, I had so many different emotions. Then I saw a bear and we scared each other at the same time.
You and the bear? Or you
yeah,
and
no,
Athena?
We drove and it was. Yeah, we saw the bear mom back there too. We all saw the bear and I looked at it. He looked at me and just jumped up in the tree. And that was all I saw. And man, dude, that was terrifying.
My question is, what did you think your mom was going to do from Huntsville if your location did
well,
something.
Well, at least she saw the last spot I was at, maybe. I don't know. There we go. And then the park ranger could be like, all right, maybe. Yeah.
We got 100 meters that we got to go.
Yeah.
Dude, your mom should have came with you. She keeps that thing on her.
Yeah, that thing.
Yep,
yeah,
yeah, that thing of things.
Y'all would have had a new rug, man.
Yes, we would have had a new rug. We would have had a new illegal rug. But I like black bears, man. I really do.
So,
yeah. I fuck with them. I just don't fuck with them.
I feel you on that.
I fuck with them, but I just don't
like,
fuck them.
I want to see
them,
but
is that
I didn't
what I'm hearing?
They even got moonshine. I got a lot of moonshine.
Ooh.
I got this original one because they were like, this is like the ones they had back in the day.
Take a swig.
Like Red Dead Redemption.
Just like
I mean, that's exactly what.
Because that's the historical reference point is Red Dead Redemption.
Like in Red
then
Dead Redemption.
I got the Tutti Frutti.
How they had that one too.
Oh, that was even better. It was good. It's nice and fruity. I like that. And
me too. That's what I'm
then
saying.
Then after that, we had moonshine pickles and fused pickles with moonshine.
Oh yeah, yeah, those are good.
Oh yeah, I should have brought
those
that.
Good.
I almost brought that. I almost brought
you
that.
You bought those too?
Yeah. And then I got strawberry lemonade whiskey. Good. Ooh. Bottle's almost gone. It was tasty.
Okay.
It was tasty.
Strawberry lemonade whiskey.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Be,
it was really
be nice.
Good.
Refreshing.
I almost brought that. Almost.
Well, you should have, because that's disgusting.
Yeah. You, I thought y'all wanted to challenge.
Dom didn't like it.
That's why I thought y'all wanted to challenge. I got a whole bunch of other ones.
And you drink that like it's nothing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it burned me. It burned me going down. Jack, how'd it feel for you? It was nasty. We both said no to a second cup, and you're
know.
Just over there like,
might be a family curse, man. I don't know where this came from. Tolerance is weird. I don't know. Tastes like a messed up soda.
a mess.
No, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have any fizz to it whatsoever.
But it's not citrus based, though.
No, no. Not at all. It's
or cola based.
It's just like what? Grain based? What
is it? Corn based. It's more corn.
Yeah,
corn.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Corn syrup. They got the corn logo and, right there.
And Ken, what'd you say? You said you had somebody who made maize.
Mead.
Yeah.
Maize is corn.
Yeah. Maize is corn. I bet mead. 108. Ooh. But yeah.
he's making big batches at this point. He told me that he just started 2 5-gallon like batches or whatever, and he's got like 90 bottles.
Damn.
That he's aging.
What exactly is mead?
It's honey based wine.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And it's high ABV. So it's like probably 18-19% ABV.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Down.
So it'll fuck you up, but people seem to really like the way it tastes.
We'll get white girl wasted off the mead. We'll get some big turkey legs to eat.
Hell yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That'd be tight, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. I forgot they had like whiskey. I mean, not whiskey, jerky, too. And dude, I bought some shark jerky.
Shark jerky.
Shut up.
Oh, man, dude.
How is that?
It stank the whole. As soon as you
open
it, it smelled like somebody didn't wash themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It smelled like that. And then when you eat it, I mean, everybody hated it, but it's me. It tastes like crap. You. Really?
Yeah. Shark jerky.
And I'll eat the whole bag.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, that's what the shark fins, rhino horn.
I've had shark steak before, and that's good.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
What's it taste like? What?
It's similar like swordfish. It's a, kind of a thick cut. Yeah,
that doesn't help. Swordfish? Who the fuck eating swordfish?
I'm getting into that. It's like a white fish, basically.
Okay,
yeah. And it's thick, and it tastes really good. It's not fishy at all. Mm. Now, apparently, when they dry it out, that's different.
No, it was good.
But it was good, though.
Oh, to me, everybody else hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, because they're like, it's so nasty. I thought it tastes like crabs, so I fuck with it.
What the hell is Brandon's gut biome? He's drinking moonshine, eating shark jerky and shit, hunting bears.
I had elk and Oscar.
This is Joe Rogan.
I even had elk. What was it? An elk jerky and a, what was it?
Ostrich.
Jerky. No, alligator. I skipped the ostrich.
No, alligator.
That's where you draw
the like alligator.
Yeah, alligator. I don't know how the jerky is, but the little nuggets, like alligator nuggets.
Yeah, fried alligator bites.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they're done right, because sometimes they could be overcooked. And,
same.
Yeah, shit.
It gets too dry. It's gross.
Yeah. You ever had them?
You like crawfish tails that way?
I like crawfish without fried.
Hmm. Have you ever had it fried?
Yeah, I've had
fried crawfish tails.
I mean, they're good. Yeah. But I like that, like etouffee, crawfish, etouffee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Etouffee brute. Etouffee.
He's about to look at etouffee brute. Oh, my God.
Etouffee crawfish.
You know what?
I was about to say, his methods might be questionable, but the results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
But it does have a 1-star review.
No, go to the second picture.
Yeah, that one. Crawfish etouffee.
That's good eating, good boys. Stuff. You can't eat it, JJ, because you're a Gen Zer.
I don't.
Yeah, allergic
first of all,
to everything.
Dude, I'm very traditional, dude. This is an unclean animal that I will not soil my body with, dude.
Can
That's
we talk
why you
about
have all that leakage.
Can we talk about the things you do soil your body with? Because I'm like, yeah.
I've been trying to get myself addicted to Zen.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked. I throw up every time.
He texts me. He's like, dude, these Zens got me feeling sick. I'm like, why are you doing it? You're not even addicted to nicotine at all.
I've never vaped. I don't like nicotine.
I want to be addicted to something.
I'm trying my hardest.
Maybe one day, man.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll get you some gum.
You're so encouraging.
We'll keep going,
JJ. We'll get you.
They just need to make
something.
Zins and better flavors, bro.
They got a whole bunch of flavors. Dude, this wintergreen is the best, I think.
Do you know that they make pouches of coffee grounds for people that are trying to get off of nicotine?
Really?
Yeah, different flavors.
I don't like
them. They call them grinds.
Grinds, yeah. I had like a cinnamon roll one.
Yeah,
that shit was not. I didn't like it, man. It tastes
like artificial sweetener is the problem.
For me, it was like overwhelmingly just like coffee.
Yeah,
like I like fruity flavors. You know me.
Me too.
I like more of like a citrus base.
Is somebody like taking a tally of how many times he says citrus base
in red 40?
Am I missing something?
Tell him the citrus base.
It was. So somebody, we always drink diet sodas all the time. Dude.
Diet
sodas. We're over here, we're pounding the diet sodas. Yeah. And Brandon went to go get diet sodas on the way here, and we were like, or he was like, what should I get? And I was like, get one citrus based, one cola based, and just make him be diet.
Yeah. And what did he bring?
He brought, he met the requirements.
Yeah, what was the citrus based one?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, yeah.
Zero calorie Mountain Dew.
And then Dr. Pepper, zero.
Should have been Pepsi, but I didn't know if y'all were down for that.
Yeah.
That is, Pepsi is very
polarizing.
Either
way, you met the requirements, like you said.
Pepsi did sell to the Soviets, and, you know.
Pepsi's that very polarizing.
Is that why Pepsi's polarizing? Yeah. You guys should do one of those things. You've seen them probably on Reels or whatever, where they have the secluded box and all the different things to drink, and people have to identify and see if you can tell the difference between the different things.
Yeah. I could tell you, 100%. I could smell it and tell you.
Well, with what? With what?
Soda.
All soda.
Diet soda. I could smell it or taste it and tell you
the exact
difference.
You ready? Right. You down?
Yeah, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Energy drinks, it's over, bro.
Yeah, I would fail at energy drinks.
I'll tell you the batch number. I'll tell you when it was made. The nomenclature.
How much are you willing to wager on that?
If you go and buy like some exotic soda, obviously I'm not going to know what it is.
I'm talking about mainstream stuff I could buy in the 7-Eleven.
If you put Coke, Diet Coke, and Coke Zero all in the three, I could tell you the difference.
So could I.
I think I can do that one.
You put Pepsi, Pepsi Zero, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi.
Okay, so if you do Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Coke, and Diet Coke,
I can tell you
100%. I could do that. That's easy.
So what do we need in there to throw it off?
Like, I'm thinking, if you're strictly diet soda or whatever, then essentially every version of a dark soda, because the citrus based ones would be very easy to detect, right?
Uh huh.
But you could have like Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, but then go to like Diet Right. Or Diet RC kind of thing.
I could go deep.
Me like off. You would have to put something in there besides versions of Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah, and like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Throw that in there. Yeah. That could throw you off a little bit.
No,
one's pretty easy.
But in the really?
Oh yeah, Dr. Pepper's got such a unique flavor.
Yeah.
Mm. 23 herbs and spices.
Well, somebody else pick them, because I'm picking the easiest.
He's drinking KFC.
Hell yeah, we did that. See, Kim's always had us drinking breast milk today.
Yeah.
Which, surprisingly, it's actually good.
Yeah, it didn't taste bad.
Right?
It didn't taste
Dom
bad.
Wants a whole bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I would definitely eat a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch with that as the milk.
I hate you.
Yeah. Really?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Alex, you were so afraid going into that.
I just had it before. It's just the idea.
What do you mean you had it before?
I've had it before.
Not that bad.
Hey, man.
From your mom? Like from your mom or from a...
This is a good batch. It was all from October 1st. So.
That's right.
That's crazy.
So well, I need to know more about how you've had it before.
Yeah. I've had it sexually before.
For real?
Sexually, he's had it.
I've tried it. They remember it.
So Alex said he's had breast milk sexually.
Sexually.
Yes. There you go, man. Fucking hell yeah. Respect gained.
What the fuck?
So,
man?
Doesn't take so much. He has had it sexually, consensually, willingly, but then here's this innocent thing we want him to do, and he's about to throw up.
Man.
What the hell?
No, just the idea of it. It's funny.
You don't want it to get it sprung on you.
It's like when when Bobby Lee like stuck a Snickers up his ass. Like,
ooh,
it's
just, like, well, different.
I think that's a tad bit different.
Yeah,
different.
I was like, I'm not making the connection.
Nothing's going on.
Call me that's weird, the same but
all.
One of those things involves penetration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you go that far. Yeah.
And the other one really is that? A sip.
Yeah. He really did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Early.
And he has anal leakage too.
You can't be
going around sticking stuff up your ass in front of people if you got anal leakage.
Did he freeze
but
it?
In the
but which came
of
first?
He froze it for real? Good.
I think so. Okay.
You have to freeze it.
Yeah, because if you don't, it's just as much.
Does that make it better? Not,
because well,
there's a sip probably.
Ice cream Snickers.
Snickers in your ass. I'm good.
Oh, man.
Peanut ass.
I'd rather eat a Snickers out of the fridge, so I'd rather have it cold if it's going there too, I'm sure.
And it keeps the structure alive.
I'll give you one of the ones I keep in the gas station freezer.
This dude, tell him what you do.
I go to the gas station in the morning to buy an energy drink, put a candy bar at the bottom of the ice cream freezer,
hell yeah.
Come back that afternoon and get it, bro.
Attaboy.
This is
what kind of candy bar?
I like Reese's. I mean, it's not technically a candy bar.
No, but Reese's and then Kit Kats are really great.
Good. Mm, yeah. Kit Kats. You gotta
Snickers
have some good
frozen are good
to
too,
them,
but they'll ever, break your teeth.
You know the Snickers candy bar.
That's when
the
I started
ice cream
doing
candy.
Yes.
Yep.
You like those
in different places?
That's good stuff.
That's my shit right there.
I gotta talk about this.
What happened?
Yes, 2 days ago, I went to my dad's house to go see my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull into his driveway. I'm sitting there. I'm looking at something somebody sent me on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, my car gets rocked. My dad drove into my car. And I look, and he drives away.
And your father?
I get a call. He's like, "Hey, Junior, your car okay? I'm trying to get to work." And then I'm like, "Dude, what?" Yeah, my car was fine. His car was fine. It wasn't like a bad impact. Like, my dad hit and ran me, and then I go
in his driveway.
I go inside. I talk to my brother. I stay there for a while, and then my dad comes home. He walks in the door, lights up a cigarette in the kitchen, and this is the first words that come out of his mouth: "I fucking hate Scrappy Doo. I fucking hate that shit."
Scrappy Dudes?
Or Scrappy Doo?
From Scooby Doo.
Oh, shit. He's like, I fucking hate that shit. Yeah.
What the fuck? Bro, he was at work the whole time. And he doesn't work at a place that will play Scrappy Doo.
How did Scrappy Doo come to the forefront of his brain?
I mean, look at that fucking piece of shit, dude. I hate him too, bro.
Yeah, it elicits hate.
He bears a striking resemblance to a comedian I'm not very fond of.
Oh my God, shit. Don't even say it.
No.
We have a lost episode. It's not nobody in Huntsville, see. We have a lost episode. We can't air it because JJ vented his frustration.
It was bad, dude. I was in a dark place.
I don't think he had. You think he does?
He looks like Scrappy
Doo. Scrappy Doo.
Hey, just bleep it out. Just bleep it out.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Fucking hate that guy. I can't stand that guy. I fucking hate him.
Don't get him started, kid. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the ones he gets going.
I don't like him, bro. It's fine. It's all fun and games until I get to that place. And I'm just like, fuck, dude.
We can't lose this episode now.
I just need to know why he hates him so much.
I mean, take your pick. There's a myriad of reasons.
He doesn't have a real reason. He just hates him.
No.
It's very legitimate.
Can we move on to the next topic?
I got you,
Brandon, what else you do in Gatlinburg, man?
I got you.
Change
it. Something different.
Oh, my God.
Shark tail?
Yeah, it's not Scrappy. Shark tail.
I thought you were going back to your jerky or something.
Oh, well, I mean, I did eat shark, so it's close.
Why were you late today? 3 hours late to.
Oh, you know me. I'm man of the Lord. I was watching a good friend of mine get dunked.
That shout out.
That's
today.
Good.
Shout out.
Plug. Amen.
Friend of the podcast. Yeah.
It was wild, man. That was my first time ever going to a mega church, and it's a whole nother vibe, bro.
What happens in a mega church,
dude? What doesn't? You know? I mean, there's a lot to unpack with that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I grew up going to like a small church in the country with my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like 50 or less people, and that's a good day, you know. And
yeah.
This place was massive, bro. It looks like the Avengers headquarters, bro. It feels like you're going to an event.
Damn.
It doesn't feel like church.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it didn't feel that way. But it was a good service and everything. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I'm not used to that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like baptisms after every service in the lobby.
Okay.
They do two or three services every Sunday.
Damn.
In the morning. And like after everyone, there's like, and it's like not like
the
people,
auditorium.
There's more people getting baptized than come to open mics. Yeah.
And the sanctuary, the auditorium, holds thousands.
Dude, it's
like 3,000 people.
It's massive.
Probably. And
probably just as many people there than there was at the 3-6 Mafia concert.
Jeez.
I'm not even joking, bro. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of people.
And JJ, didn't you say, like, that's a satellite, so you're watching it closed circuit,
they have
somebody else on
like
screen.
Over 25 right? locations, and they started in, like, a high school.
Uh-huh.
In Birmingham, I think.
Oh, Mountain Brook. Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then now they have all these things, and that didn't happen. I don't know what's that's the Ringling Brothers, and they're not allowed to do that anymore.
But, why the fuck do they got camel?
Dude, they had camel meat too at the jerky place. Just
that all comes full circle, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah, man, it's wild.
Was it him?
Was he there?
No, it was not
Joel Osteen.
That was not Joel Osteen.
Look up Church of the Highlands. And they'll have pictures.
The Sistine Chapel. Yeah. A huge mural.
But it's not as big as Joel Osteen, but that's just, like you said, one of 26 campuses that they have. Yeah. That one right there, well, that's the middle. That's the Huntsville. Yeah, it's that one.
Right here?
No. No, that wasn't that wasn't the one I was at.
Is it that one?
They have like the stadium. I think it's that third one.
Oh, right here?
Is that it?
It looks similar. That says Huntsville.
Oh, it says Huntsville, yeah. You were in that. Damn. That place is huge.
So if you want to go
I think
get
that is the one.
I went to the
one. I would try that's a bio lab or something. Because you know?
I think technically that's Huntsville, even though to us it's Madison.
But like you walk in, dude, and it's
type
like,
in Madison after it, just see what comes up.
It's crazy. I mean, everybody was super nice and everything. I'm not used to that. Especially with there not being like a physical person on the stage preaching.
Yeah, you said it was.
It was like they I think they pre-record. I don't think it's live.
Okay.
But like they pre-record it at one of the churches where like the main like head pastor is, and he gives the sermon. But I was asking people, and they said like, "Is it different? It's not always that guy."
Yeah, I was gonna say, do they have different ones for all three services? Probably, right?
Brandon, click on visit under the big picture on the right.
Down here.
The big picture on the right.
Big picture on the right.
Yeah,
right
click visit up the top. Over right yep, click that. I'm trying to pull up. Damn,
those are locations.
Yeah, look, Sundays at 8, 9:45, and 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to find pictures of the inside.
See how much different black churches are, because that would have been 8 to 11:30 would have been one service.
Click locations at the top.
All right.
Well,
and it was,
hold on, let me see what number two is. Maybe that's it.
It was also wild to me because I walked in there and I found Blake in like this sea of people. And I'm like,
no, that's not
I'm like, dang, dude, where's the Starbucks at? And he's like, it's right over there. They had a cafe inside the church.
Hell yeah.
Which is wild.
That is wild.
I've never even thought that was a thing. Like, I never even would have imagined it.
It'd be like on special occasions they would cook and shit.
I think all proceeds go to the church.
Is there anything under that?
Obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think
like, scroll down.
People just volunteer, but like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, here
it's wild.
See if we see where the M's are at. There we go.
Madison. Yeah.
Let's throw down.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see if there's any pictures of the inside.
All right. There he is.
Oh, yeah, that was that's the guy who baptized
Blake. Looks like a good dude, man.
He was cool. Blake said he had strong hands.
Yeah, strong hands.
You need that. You need that for the baptism.
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect that.
And they got a warm water.
Ooh.
I did not get warm water.
Mm-mm.
When I got baptized, I didn't know I was supposed to put my feet under that metal bar, so I just did a backflip basically. You know
what I mean? Come to
my mom baptized.
Did you go down swinging?
Wait, y'all aren't baptized?
When Blake came out, he did like.
You never been baptized?
No, I need to, man.
There's a lake right out there.
That's where my mom baptized us in the lake. She took a whole bunch of us out there.
All it takes
like
is a body of water.
A long white gown. We may have grew up in a cult, but she took us out there. She took us out to the lake, and then everybody was getting baptized, and me and my friends was like, I was like, no, you got to get baptized too. I'm like, shit. And we went out there in a dirty lake, and Jesus cleansed us of all of our sins. And if you want that to happen to you, go to Highlands in Madison.
Yeah.
It's a good church people, of the Highlands. Man.
Everybody was nice to me.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Let's go next.
Can we
Sunday,
film it?
Okay, sure. So I just got to put this out here before anybody gets evangelicized or whatever you want to call it. But Not all churches are good. I have some serious church hurt, so you know.
I don't touch the stuff.
Yeah.
I had to go to church so much when I was younger. Steve Harvey has the best joke. He was like, I went to church so much when I was a kid, I would just rather go to hell. You know? It goes to a certain point.
That's a dangerous path to walk.
Dude, when you have to go to church Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And don't be saying my government name on here.
Yeah, that is a hard one to figure out.
It could be Dominic.
It could be.
Domino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Dominoes.
You don't know who my mom is.
It could be Donnie.
I don't think it would
Dommy. Dommy Carr.
That's what my brother called me. My brother couldn't say my name when growing up. He called Gumminique. He's like, Gumminique did it, mama.
Gumminique.
And then he also called Candy Hondu. He but Hondu? I'm like, you talking about fucking candy? He but Hondu. I'm like, it's called candy. Hondu?
Is that what? German?
Nah. No, it's just who my...
That's not even close.
It's not even close.
Hondu.
Hondu. That's how he said candy.
Candy.
Hondu.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that sounds like a Korean word. Like Yakamandu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hondu.
Hondu.
No.
Okay.
He looks like Jafar.
I get it.
Here's...
he's evil, dude?
I thought he was a little demon when we were growing up. He's still not much better now, but...
Well, back to the baptism thing. My wife has this unrealistic fear of baptism. Mm. Like, she's afraid she's going to get, like, spontaneously baptized. She don't like being anywhere near it.
Mm.
Yeah, it creeps her out.
Has she ever been baptized?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah, she grew up in church,
mm-hmm.
but she does not want to witness the dunking.
Dang.
It is kind of crazy.
It's cultish a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's fine. Not all cults are bad. But
I think once you define them as a cult, that kind of puts a negative connotation.
I know it does, but let's be honest, all religions are a little bit of a cult.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to do it, though.
No, you don't.
You just walk in and be like, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't speak on those.
What do you say?
I said some religions you do gotta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right,
we can't let them take over America. That's why Brandon's voting for Trump 2024.
No, he's not. No. Just because I was in Gatlinburg with all the Trump stores doesn't mean nothing.
What'd you say happened to you at the Trump store?
Oh. Wait, the Trump. Oh, when I was at, so I was at a jerky store, and I was like,
"Oh, it was a jerky store."
And I was trying to buy it, and then there was like a cop there, and another cop at the register. Apparently, at the register, I'm glad to know that. But he was like, "Man, everybody here was either a cop or was in the war, man." He's like, "Hell yeah, man! I was in Jacksonville, and everybody's gonna say he said white or something." But he looked at him and said, "Yeah, man, you know Jacksonville got kind of downhill ever since it got less whiter and less something else." And I'm right there buying the jerky. I'm like, "Damn!"
And Brandon's like, "Damn right."
I was like, this is wild shit.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I don't know what it is about Jacksonville.
Oh, well, let me get this jerk and get out of here. Now I came back the next day, but that's because I wanted the shark. So.
So you went back to the jerky store more than once.
Yeah, because it's good. It was good jerky, and my family wanted some jerky.
Okay. He knows it's going to a good people.
Okay, yeah. I hope.
It's a good cause.
I
want to support these folks.
I don't know, it was wild, but that was the only jerky place like that was known. So I was like, all right.
It may have changed since I was there, but last time I was in Gatlinburg, you couldn't go 10 feet without either a pancake place or a homemade candy place.
Yes, that was how it was. And then there was like a bunch of buildings that said, go in there, there's a live shark or a live bear or a live
shark.
Yeah. They were like, there's a live shark in the back while you're shopping for shooting.
That you got molested. That was not a shark. That was somebody's
penis.
There
was a bunch of buildings that would say, there's live sharks in here. But you can also get everything for $9.99 or less.
Sounds like a deal to me.
I know. And then there was like some bears.
It was probably like a 20-gallon aquarium with like its tiny ass shark in it.
There was one with bears though. Like all the bears are praying. It said something about like, it was like Jesus bears or something. And that was
speaking of cults.
Hey, that's the best way to see a bear.
You know? If they're praying.
Mm-hmm.
Or dead. I saw a lot of stuffed bears. I was cool with that.
Yeah.
Like again, these book of records. Yeah, that stuffed bear.
So when you went to the Believe It or Not Museum, was there anything that blew your mind?
I mean, but it was also, for the first 5 minutes, I was scared because I walked in there And dude, why they got the two-headed animal they're wearing? And then they said, stick your hand in here and see what's in there. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I did one thing where they like try to grab the gold, and then like mist came out and spray, and then like this noise came out, and I'm like, they trying to act like I'm stealing.
Trying to frame you.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. I saw the tallest dude, learn how they shrunk heads. I touched Buddha's nipple. There's a picture of that. It was good.
I don't think
that's
you're supposed
to say
that's
not the tradition.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You thought you were supposed to rub his belly, not touch his nipple.
I read it wrong.
Instead of this, Brandon's like, bling, bling.
You said you read it wrong? You really thought you were supposed to touch his nipple?
No, I just did that because I looked and said, oh. Took a picture. And then she just took the picture of me doing
the
that.
The creation of Brandon.
And then when I read it, it says, good luck, rub his belly. I was like, I should have done that too.
Man, if his belly's good luck, you probably just, you're going to win the lottery.
Exactly.
Because you hit the nipple.
Yeah, that was the trick the whole time.
Yeah, nobody tried that yet. Well, they probably did.
So, Brandon, we got to get you baptized before 3 weeks because I looked it up and, I'm the only one that can't go on the skydiving thing. Because of the weight requirement.
Go, I'm not going.
No. Mine's only because I will go.
No.
What Brandon. Was the weight requirement?
240.
240? I'm 260.
Damn it.
I'm 260.
Oh, damn.
I'm good.
So, JJ, it's all on you.
Brandon's going to start eating even more now.
Dude, I gained weight on the trip, man. I went to the Paula Deen restaurant, even though she didn't want me to be there. But it was, dude, I fucking
did
love
smoke
it.
Come out when you walked in?
She don't mind if you're there as long as you're in the kitchen.
Yeah. Dude, that's how it was. I was like the only black dude eating.
Yeah.
The other family came, thankfully. But, dude, I got me one with the fried chicken and greens and.
I mean, Brandon. Come on, dude. You're walking
she
into
saw
this
you room. Coming.
Was it like under a cardboard box with a stick and a string on it?
I sat in the middle, man. Right in the middle. I sat in the middle, ate proudly. And what else? You couldn't take
you have watermelon
with
sorbet
you?
For dessert?
No. What I had? What was it? Blackberry lemonade.
All right.
Yeah, you couldn't take nothing home with you except for dessert. So I felt bad, man. I left the chicken breast there.
Because it's a buffet type deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like they bring it to you. I was like, damn, man. Yeah, because I wasted so much food.
You could have put one in your pocket. If you put it in the shark jerky bag.
It wouldn't have been good.
What'd they serve for dessert?
They had the ooey gooey butter cake. Mm-hmm. Or you had peach cobbler. Or the banana pudding. Which
peach cobbler wasn't good?
I don't like peach cobbler.
Look, I'm going to say, I went to Paula Deen's and I was severely under. It was nasty. It wasn't nasty. It just didn't have
unimpressed.
No seasoning. Yeah, they have no seasoning, man. Yeah. It's Paula Deen. My grandma knows recipes from Paula Deen.
Yeah.
What city were you in?
Gatlinburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I went in Savannah, Georgia. And it was not good.
It went downhill after the whole controversy. People wouldn't sell her seasonings anymore.
She lost all her good cooks and help.
I've never been to Paula Deen's restaurant.
I mean, we got
to
go.
You're not
I've
missing
been to
anything.
Panama City, and they got one at that big mall by the beach, but I'm just like, dude, I'm not eating there. Yeah. I'm already in Panama City, dude. If you're in Panama City in Paula Deen's restaurant, dude, the scum of the earth.
That's a valid point.
There's nothing good going on in there, bro.
So, JJ, when you go on a beach trip, what do you eat? Because everybody else is all loving seafood, and that's not you.
Seafood, dude. Back in the day when I could eat seafood, but now...
Oh, that's something
it
that developed
later in life. I don't know. All of a sudden, I was at Red Lobster one time. It was bad. Damn. It just... Damn. First
that's
time
why.
It ever happened.
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
When you're like 500 miles inland.
That was yeah, I was in Oklahoma visiting my mom. And then all of a sudden, I'm like...
My dad was severely allergic to shrimp specifically. Yeah. Now, all shellfish, but especially shrimp. And when he was in the military, he was an officer and he was overseeing the mess hall for whatever reason. And he didn't know he had it. I guess it developed later on. And it's whatever enzyme occurs when the shrimp starts to break down a little bit. So if it's just even not spoiled, but when it starts to, age or whatever. Yeah. And so he said he was walking through the mess hall and they had fried shrimp and he just picked one up and popped it in his mouth as he was walking by. And he got home and my mom said he looked like a monster. Yeah. He was swollen, had to go to the hospital and everything.
Damn,
so he couldn't eat anything after that.
I think it was my first time trying lobster when that happened. And I think my body was trying to, and my brain was just trying to protect me from myself. It's like, dude, don't get used to this. You're going to be poor forever. Like, don't. Thanks, Brendan. Like, don't get too comfortable.
So just setting expectations. Yeah. That's fair.
But now when I go to the beach, you know, chicken tendies, bro.
Yeah.
Chicken tendies.
Chicken tendies.
I'm not really a red meat guy. You know, I'm more of a chicken.
Oh, really? You don't like steak?
I mean, I like it, but yeah, I just don't. I like chicken, man.
You like chicken more than pork and beef?
I don't really eat pork like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you eat it? Not like that. Now there's Miss Piggy.
I only eat it and then vomit.
You bring a trauma. Put it down.
I'm very sci-fi in that way.
Okay. It's against your religion?
Yeah, I only wear sandals. Dude, first of all, I want to say this, and this happened 3 weeks ago, and I'm still fucking mad about it.
What happened?
I never talked about it on the podcast. I don't even know if I told you guys it happened. They fucking kicked me out of Planet Fitness, bro.
No.
What?
I got kicked out of Planet Fitness
the
for
no
wearing
judgment
these
zone?
Shoes. And first of all, their policy is posted on they've never enforced it. Ever. It was just this guy decided to be an asshole this day because
I didn't know
time.
They can do that.
And I walked in, he's like, hey man, you got any other shoes you can change into? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you can't wear open toed shoes. I'm like, first of all, I would never wear open toed shoes because I'm insulted you just fucking said that to me right now. All right. Let me plead my case.
I can't.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go. Let's
that's
break
not
this open-toed.
Down.
No, it's not open toed.
Obviously not open toed. Buckle, it has a tightening apparatus.
Yeah.
Is it not that much different than just a regular fucking shoe, bro? And he's like, if you get on the treadmill, and I don't even look in the direction of the fucking treadmill. it's not going to happen. And so, you know, I kind of Karen'd out a little bit.
Did you?
I got
tell
a little
us,
nasty.
Give us the details.
I got a little nasty. I got. It was a regrettable moment. I was like, hey, man, can you? I just went and sat down on one of the benches. I just walked past. I'm like, there's no way he's going to come over here. He comes over there. He's like, hey, man, like, you got to change your shoes. I'm like, can you go make your $12 over there?
Oh, my God.
Zach, I'm like,
full carrot.
Dude, I full on carried out because I was so angry.
He lost
angry.
His testicles.
And I was about to say, and he was like, yeah. And I was about to, the reason I said that, say I only wear sandals is my religion. I was trying to think of like an excuse like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's my religion. And it starts with a D, and I almost said, I'm deciduous, which is a forest.
I was about to say, isn't that a tree?
It's a type of, you know,
tree?
Flora. Not that this guy would have fucking known that, but, you know, like, and then I walk up to the manager, and I'm like, dude, I want to cancel my membership. I want to cancel my membership right now, dude, because I want to wear. I pay the same money. Mm-hmm. Let me. They've never said anything about it.
And
ever.
It's Planet Fitness. Like, it's you Planet, can wear jeans there.
Dude, yeah. It's Planet Fitness, bro.
It's a judge
Who
free zone.
Who cares?
It's they say it's no judgment.
There's a guy jerking off over there. Like, what is it?
But you're okay with
Man,
that.
Man, and I didn't think I wanted to join a gym. where are they jerking off?
Dude, you can't even take a shower without the water flooding, dude. Like, the drain is so clogged with just like people taking tests, their hair is falling out, cum in there. Dude. It's I can't wear the Birkenstocks, dude. I don't buy them.
That's the last straw.
It's the last fucking. Dude.
And from now on,
that must be an anti-lesbian policy. That's usually what affects the Birkenstocks.
I think it's anti-LGBTQ because Chacos are out.
Yeah.
LGBTQJJ.
Exactly, dude. I'm in, bro. Why not? You know? Let it be my decision.
I could understand it like
your body,
a real,
your choice.
Exactly.
At a real gym where they're having like their weights
a
out.
Real gym.
Well, no, I mean, when the free weights are just everywhere and it can fall on your foot, I understand it. But at Planet Fitness, this is the place you're supposed to be able to do that.
True.
And from here on out, Cloud College is boycotting Planet Fitness.
Yeah. I was going to work out tomorrow.
I was thinking about going. Now, fuck you guys. I'll just be fat forever, you sons of bitches.
You man fucked up my basketball.
This is our boy. Tell him.
See, I'm not going.
They don't have a basketball court at Planet.
Not mine.
So what did the manager say?
I walked up to the manager. Oh, and this is what really got me right here. He's like, he hits me with, sir. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. I can't say that. But I was like, was like, I want to cancel my membership, man. I just think that's kind of bullshit that you just started enforcing that policy. Because I used to go to that one all the time. Mm-hmm. It's near where I work.
In Berks?
Yeah, all the time. Never said anything about it. I don't wear them on leg day, though, because it's just hard to squat. It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a fuck. I'm talking to the dude. I'm like, yeah, I want to cancel my membership. They're trying to look it up. They can't find my name in the system. My name's JJ. You know, it's not a hard one.
J period. Maybe that threw them off.
And they're trying to find it, and they're like, sir, you have to go to your home location. And I'm like, no, I know somebody that works at Planet Fitness. I know if I sit here and bitch for long enough, you're going to cancel it. Can we cut the shit? Just fucking cancel my thing. I don't care. Like, this dude is pissing me off. He has a man bun.
He's shaved to the bottom.
And I'm just like,
That's worse, Brandon said.
I'm stewing. And he's like, you got to write a letter to your home club.
No, shut the fuck up.
And I'm like, home club? What are you talking about? Home club? And he's like, sir, your home club. I'm like, if you fucking say that one more time, I am about to lose my shit. And they ended up, I just walked out and I'm like, okay, I'll just cancel it later or whatever. Or I'll file a lawsuit or something. even though I definitely harassed them. and then now I just go to a different one.
Hell yeah. Which one you
so
got?
So I still got Planet Fitness.
So you're telling me, because you have the black, right?
Yeah. So you know I got that black.
Come on,
card.
Man. You got to have it. You don't know where you're going to be at.
I'll bring everybody.
I got the same thing, and I have one over a year. So I have paid them so much money without using it once. But look, here goes the thing. I can't. And they told you to write a fucking letter?
Yeah. You got to write a letter to your home club or go in person. But the thing is, I signed up in like a completely different city. So I would have to drive all the way there to cancel it.
I need to know what location fucked you over so we can avoid it.
This is South Memorial Parkway, Planet Fitness.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
It's over there. It's in the nice part of town. But, you know, once they get some money, they think they can fucking talk shit to everybody.
it's an old skating rink.
Yeah.
Is where they built it.
It's right over there. You know, the...
Is that by y'all? Is that by Shenanigans?
No, it's that one right there. Yep, that's the one.
That's it, bro. Right by the Cannabis Bar. Right by the
Very close to the Cannabis Bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go here, consider us enemies, dude. I've drawn my line in the sand.
Got a Domino's pizza.
If you support
them,
you are anti-JJ.
Yep.
You're anti-JJ, and you're really anti-American. Anti-free will.
Exactly.
All right, that's what I said. You know what? If offer a platinum card and let me wear my fucking Berks, I'll pay for that. I'll pay for you to shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
I like that.
And let me work out because I thought this was a free country.
I've never heard him sound so caring. This is amazing.
Only when I talk about... Dude, if he would have been in there, I would have went to prison for a long time.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I went to prison for a long time, man.
God, I need to know what's behind that.
You know. It just, he has a hate for this man.
Vitriol.
Yes. It's strong, and there's nothing you could do. We've all tried to talk him down.
How often and in what capacity have you spent time in the presence of this person?
I'm going to be as vague as possible.
Well, I understand, but like, how did you get around him enough to know you couldn't stand
him?
It only took once
in social media.
Okay. So like once when he was in town?
Yes.
Y'all were like at the same mic or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just, you know. I don't care for people like him.
Like him. Trying to figure out which subgroups. Yeah. The Alex said it. Does it again. Nice. I don't like his kind.
You know, I wasn't going to go there, but, you know. I just...
Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Please keep it.
I shouldn't.
Yeah,
I
should. You should. Really. We gotta keep this.
We can't let the breast milk go to waste.
Yeah, that's right. Dude.
Yeah, that would
thank
be a
you.
Shame.
Thank you so much, Kim, for that experience that we would have never had.
Yeah, true. Well, one day.
So I wouldn't.
Let me just ask you this: whenever I told you, you know, I had something, and then I gave you the clue that. You had talked about it before. What were you imagining it was?
I was thinking like for the year thing. I was like, you have something like a suggestion or something like that. I really didn't know, but I was scared once you told because you didn't tell me that until
a couple days ago. Yeah.
So then I had really no clue, and when I told JJ, he was like, "I'm not eating anything," but. But he did.
I drank it.
He drank it.
That's true.
And it was good. Let's be honest. It was.
It was not bad.
It wasn't bad at all.
No, it was sugary.
It really didn't taste like anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just tasted like real, sugar milk. Just cold, really.
So were you joking when you were talking about I'm about to cry? Like,
oh no, I was genuinely terrified. I don't know why. I didn't think it was going to be nasty or anything. I was just like, man, this would be a life altering experience.
And so we give your breast milk an A+.
Hell yeah.
A+.
Thank you. Thank you for your
Thank
charitable
you for your contribution. Yeah. That's right.
Legend of the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Dom. I forgot to tell you, I finally went to Bucky's.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hell fucking yeah.
You've been to the promised land.
Yes, I have.
How'd you like it?
Dude, I got like 2 brisket sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I got
that
like
was
some
$40.
I was about to say he had to mortgage the house.
Yeah, dude, and then somebody's car got caught on fire outside, man.
Did you go to the one in Athens?
No, it was near. It was somewhere in Georgia.
I was like on your trip.
Yeah.
You went to a Bucky's.
Yeah.
Did you see the amount of jerky they have there?
Dude, I saw they had a whole big ass. It was like half a cow, man.
So if you go to the one in Athens and they have a case back there and they have a person working in there and you can ask to sample any type that they have in there.
How much is that? Like with the rack? Like that looks expensive.
Well, I'm sure it is. That's the prepackaged stuff. But like you can go to the counter and say, you taste that one, you like it, I want a quarter pound of that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to buy it off the rack.
Yeah. I just wanted one of the little action figures. I almost got that. The little, what was it, the Bucky doll?
Bucky, yep. Mm.
The one you can stretch.
Oh, I didn't know they had a stretch Bucky.
What is that about? What do you mean by stretch?
Yeah, well, you can stretch.
Like Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, yeah, like Stretch Armstrong. You stretch it
they got, like,
places that are vulnerable.
What?
They got a bussy pussy or something, dude?
That's what it sounds like to me.
You can bend it where you want it. Put it in the spot
so
you want.
So you purposely stretched this beaver?
Oh, if I bought it, I would have stretched the shit out of it.
Oh, my God.
You're making that sound like a football.
Man, I would have fun.
Come on, stretch that pussy.
What are you talking about, sex, Brandon?
No.
That was not convincing.
That wasn't convincing enough.
No, of course not.
Bend it over. Put it in the twist. Little pretzel, you're all
right. Yeah,
it's good times, man. And the shirt can come off too. I don't know. I'm not.
Oh my!
I'm not saying.
What do you mean you're not saying? Yes, you are saying. Right?
I was just giving you detail. I don't know why you can take the shirt off.
I don't know.
How
I don't
do
know.
How do you like? Why did you try to take it off?
Oh, I think there was a label on it that said it. I didn't.
That says
you gonna take his shirt off and rub his nipples, dude? Yeah.
You thought it was Buddha. It was a Buddha beaver. Yeah. It's the Buddha Beaver.
Yeah, that's Bucky's, man.
Bucky's the Buddha Beaver. You can play with his nipples.
It doesn't have to be.
I want to see the sign that they put up. You can play with my nipples.
Oh, dude, I did find at the candy, there was a candy shop in Gatlinburg that had like a, I was walking my girl, they had a boob ball thing. I grabbed it instantly. I was like, this is crazy. Almost bought it.
Didn't it was a boob thing?
Yes,
like a boob stress
candy
ball?
Boob, no, like a, yeah, like a boob stress
ball. That's nice, though.
That was actually just an implant.
Yeah, they probably did it on purpose. Like a little prank show, see how many people
they have it. They have a camera on it to see how many people will grasp it.
I'm on that video.
Yeah.
They actually had to delete the footage of you. That was technically illegal to have.
I'm not going to buy it. I'm
this guy got too into it.
Buy two of them.
Two of it. I don't know. Spit
on that thing.
Brandon, you should have tried to get on the Talk Tua podcast while you was in Tennessee.
Wait, that's in Gatlinburg?
It's in Tennessee.
Oh.
Is it Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, Belfast. Belfast.
Oh, okay.
I passed, what was it, Chattanooga? That was crazy. That was
brought back memories.
Time. Yep. I haven't been there since.
As far as he can remember.
Yeah.
The Chattanooga incident of spring 24.
I'm going to Chattanooga soon.
Oh, yeah. You got a show over there?
I am actually part of the industry that has been invited to the Lookout Comedy Festival.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at you.
Let me get you.
When is that?
The weekend of like the 17th through the 20th of October.
Of October.
So
all right.
A couple weeks.
This will be out, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
You got anything else?
Nah. Shenanigans. Oh, our trailer was stolen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out Clown College. They contributed to our GoFundMe. But yeah, so one of the things that we do at Shenanigans, because we're a nonprofit and we try to do good in the community, is we had what we were calling Huntsville's free LGBTQ+ clothing closet. Sweet baby. We have never checked anybody's gay card. Basically, it's just free clothes to anybody that wants it. Mm-hmm. And we had it in an enclosed trailer that was 7 by 16. And somebody somewhere between Friday and Saturday night last weekend just stole it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
And what I think is hilarious is when they get it home and they open it up and it's all rainbows inside. It's literally rainbow colored inside. Anyway, so now we're trying not to spend too much negative energy on it and mm-hmm. just moving forward. So we're trying to get money together to get another vehicle. We're looking more at box truck, like a used, obviously, mm-hmm. but in the same price range as that trailer, a used box truck instead this time. But.
What an asshole, dude.
Yeah, that's yeah,
stealing from a non-profit.
You got to be a piece of shit.
Why are you telling what is that, a trailer, you said? Why mm-hmm. would you take the trailer?
A lot of times they think that there's like expensive landscaping or construction equipment and stuff in there. Yeah. And they did get some of that because we had a portable AC unit and a really yeah. nice inverted generator in there.
Dude, yeah. we should have got it.
And yeah. we're going to put the link in the description.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, and go, donate a little bit to this GoFundMe. We'll put the picture up there. And if you see this shit, fucking call it in, but call it in to us first so we can go beat the shit out of it. Yeah. Then we'll call the
hell
police.
Yeah, they're going to get right. this
I have my suspicions.
Bachelor degree of ass whooping.
Yeah, you have your suspicions on who stole the trailer?
Yeah.
You know who it is.
I
know who
it is. I already know.
Scrappy Doo stole the trailer.
Damn it, Scrappy Doo. Damn it. You can't keep getting away with it, man.
Freaking Scrappy Doo.
He got it.
Alex got a lot of extra work.
Alex, you got a lot of bleeping to do this time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, your breast smells so bad. Oh.
She was licking the table.
Yeah, she was licking my nipples. You don't like that dog's breath.
Her breath is rowdy.
Man, I got it. Look,
they even
look.
Took a... They
no,
even
you
took
don't got to smell shit
yeah.
that smells go bad, man.
Just say, come here, Audrey.
Come here, Audrey. What's her name?
Audrey.
Audrey, you okay? I smell it later. I'll let you know.
Also in the comments, if you want to suggest something for me and Brandon to do, because JJ, you're still going to do the skydiving.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I kind of have to now that nobody else. Knows.
Where do they do that?
Vinemont.
Vinemont.
Oh, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
How high is that?
I know where Vinemont
is. High as fuck.
Vinemont?
Is that near Montesano or something? That sounds bad.
It's like 50 minutes away. It's on the way to Vinemont. Yeah.
It's near Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is.
Oh, it's yeah. what.
What do you guys have to do something?
That's what I'm saying.
Crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So in the comments, suggest us something. We're going to be brainstorming. Suggest us something that we can do. Me and Brandon and Alex can. Alex can do the skydiving. And me, Brandon,
Alex?
And Jack.
He just got thrown into.
And if it's
is Alex going to skydive? You going to skydive?
Oh,
wow.
Dude, that hair in the skydiving, dude, it's going to look majestic.
Oh my gosh,
the dude behind is going to be pissed off.
So, is the goal to find something kind of daring?
Yeah, definitely
out there
daring.
For you guys.
Cave diving.
Ooh,
well, he can't swim.
Yeah, I'm going.
And it's
die.
Not because he's
that's
black.
Or a cave.
I'm not the best swimmer. I'm going to die.
Just like a regular cave?
Spelunking.
The thing is, any
spelunking,
that could work.
Like normal daily task could terrify Brandon.
Yeah, like fucking hiking. He just said, go hiking. That's
Brandon, go
shit,
order
man.
At this restaurant you've never been to.
Yeah, that actually
and you can't
is.
Look at the menu.
Oh.
Go back to the Jamaican restaurant that they hate you at.
Camped in a hot
they hate
place?
You?
Well, they don't hate me, but they embarrassed me, man. They were so bad. It was because I came in there broke. Well, I wasn't broke. My car didn't work, and they just kept on. Like, I was like, they made a whole scene.
No, that's
I kept
up.
On putting it in. It was declining. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to go home and try to get my money back on there. He's like, nah, man, you already holding up the line. You might as well just take it. And I'm like, no, man, I could
where
pay.
The hell was this at, bro?
Yeah, man. That's some shit.
Call
yeah,
him out.
Man, that the...
MK?
Not MK. It was called...
What you fucking scared
you
for?
You know
they
called... Yeah, it's called Island Jerk.
Island Jerk?
Yep.
Fuck them sons
years
of bitches.
Years ago, I was in there, man, and then, like, it was bad, and then one of the old dudes was like, you know what? I'll pay for you, bro.
For real?
And he paid for me.
Shout out that guy.
Shout out
yeah.
that old guy.
Yeah, but I hated that.
And Island
like,
Jerk
damn it.
Can go to hell.
Yeah.
That's some shit just embarrassing somebody yeah. like that.
Might
that's
be,
not cool.
Yeah. I don't know. It was years ago. That's why I was like, I'll hold it, because it could be new management, but damn. Mm.
I'll get her in a second. She's... Yeah. All right, well, that's it. That's it for us today.
I think she's scared of Alex.
Well, yeah, you missed it because
he did grab.
JJ, whenever Alex first got here, you missed it because Alex was saying he came by to let her go to the bathroom and she froze and wouldn't go near
him. She was like, this is it.
She texts me. She's like, yeah, she's good. She's just looking at me. She won't move.
Yeah. You got, I don't think I'm allowed to say their names on the podcast, no, but you guys raised a racist ass dog. And that's fucked up, dude. That's right. After we've been so kind to your people.
All right, we're out. Thanks so much, Kim, for coming by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hell yeah, it's been a great walk. Yep. Peace.
Peace.
I fucking hate Scrappy Dude.